many good ones. And if I do, I couldn't tell them on the radio anyway.
Well, pretty vulgar?
At times, yeah. Howard Stern, they'd probably go well on his show, but I can't say that here. Other than that, I better not tell any of those.
All right. So, what about drinking? Is there much drinking that went on last night here?
We didn't see a single drop of alcohol.
Are you lying?
Yes. Of course.
So, who here was the drunkest among the three of you guys?
He's not up yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's still sleeping. He's still sleeping.
Is he really? So if I went in there, I could wake him
no,
up?
No, he's over in one of these other ones. I don't know where he is.
The Four Winds?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go into the trailer that's labeled Four Winds. Who's it? So, oh, wait, you guys have dogs hanging out up under your trailer. Who are these your dogs, sir?
Jack's dogs. He's in there.
Really? He's inside here?
Yeah.
Is he asleep?
No, he's taking a shower.
Oh, taking a shower. So he brings his dogs with him. What kind of dogs are these?
No idea.
Cow dogs.
Healers. Yeah. Blue healers.
What's your name?
My name's David.
David, do you know any good jokes?
None I can tell on the radio.
Well, like, try this one.
Oh, no, you don't want me to do that.
Why? Does it have cussing?
Cussing and some other bad words in there.
Like racial words?
Yeah, racial words.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right, we will do. Yeah, they got a whole passel of dogs just hanging out up under the shade underneath the trailer.
Well, you got to take your dogs with you.
You bet. You all right, George?
I'm fine.
Okay. What are you laughing about?
The drop that Jared played. I hadn't heard that one before.
So all right. Well, people always bring out tons of bicycles out here, too.
Yeah.
Man, I've seen a lot of dogs hanging out beside these trailers. All right, I see a couple guys hanging out underneath their canopy that they've erected next to their RV. Okay. How you fellas doing?
Doing great.
Good. Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're live on the air right now, and we're interviewing race fans and everything. I should probably turn this down. Can I turn that down for a second? Yeah, here we go. There we go. Got it. What's your name, sir?
Butch Mullins.
Butch, where are you from, Butch?
Longview, Texas.
Oh, good. I have family lives in Longview.
That's good.
Not really. I just lied to kind of engender a false sense of camaraderie with you.
Oh, Lord. A lot of folks down there, though. Good old East Texas people.
You all right?
Yeah, I got to mess my throat.
Mess your throat. So, did you guys have a good night last night?
Oh, wonderful night. Wonderful night. Laid out here and had a little drink and slept a while.
Now, what were you drinking last night?
Soda pop. Diet Pepsi.
You're lying to me, aren't you?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So, what about the women? No women folk with you guys?
No women.
They're not interested in the racing?
We're single. No, they don't work. Somebody got to make money.
Oh, So what do you do for a living?
Retired.
What did you do?
Truck driver.
Truck driver, okay. How old are you now?
66.
66. What was your name again?
Butch Mullins.
Butch, that's right, Butch. Now, is Butch a nickname or is that your real name?
That's my nickname.
What's your real name?
Loman.
Loman?
Yeah, low man on totem pole.
All right, Butch, you got any good jokes for us? We're looking for a little levity here in the mornings.
No, really, I don't. I really don't know any jokes.
Old-timers like you always know.
There's our joker over here.
Does he know jokes?
Yeah, he's a joke.
Is it you related to this guy?
That's my nephew.
Your nephew down here? All right, what's the wildest thing you've seen in your lifetime? 66 years of age, you've seen a lot.
Lord, I don't know. Don't really know.
You ever killed a man with your bare hand?
No, not yet.
You ever killed a possum?
No. Dug one out of my attic.
Dug one out of your attic?
That's true. Yeah. Just crawled up in the attic and died. Get him out there.
it was dead when you got him.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever battled a live animal?
Nothing but my wife. I didn't say that.
We're having fun here, aren't we?
I hope so.
All right, you guys have a great morning.
Hi, you too.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See, you always run into friendly people out there.
They're all, oh, my God.
Oh, it sounded like some gunfire broke out there.
Yeah, he just fired a little warning shot.
Well, he had a great voice.
We got here. I can't see my watch because I'm...
You got time for one more if you got someone else out there.
Okay, let me see. I'm not... You all right, George?
I'm fine. That was clearly over the phone. That was you.
No, not me. Well, here's a kid over here playing with some puppies. A lot of dogs out here. I don't know what's going on,
the
man.
Dog's got to be kind of beaten by that, doesn't
section
he?
Of the big-time Madden cruisers. Good Lord. There's some serious money out here. Now, do people rent these things? They don't own them, right?
I don't know. I bet some of them own them.
All right, Giorgio, you're going to like this guy. He looks like he'd be on the wall of a Pioneer restaurant for eating a big chicken fried steak. How you guys doing? Gordon Keith, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're live on the air right now talking to some of the race fans out here. And I'm assuming you're a race fan, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Yes.
What's your name?
Roger Bearden.
Roger. How old are you, Roger?
49.
49 years of age. And what are you having there for breakfast?
Coffee.
And what's the other thing?
Oh, cigarette.
what brand you smoke?
Marlboro.
Smoke Marlboro, and how long have you been smoking? Is this something you just picked up recently?
No, all my life.
How old were you when you had your first cigarette?
Don't remember. That's been too many years ago.
If you were to guess?
16.
16 years of age?
Yeah.
And how long have you been married?
30-something.
30-something. You couldn't guess beyond that?
Just 30-something is all I remember.
A lot of kids?
Two girls.
Two girls.
And two grandsons.
Really? And are you good to your grandkids?
Oh, yeah. One's here with us.
Oh, good. Good. Now, what about the racer out here? Are you a fan of Danica, or are you root against her?
Oh, I'm for her.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, yeah. I hope she wins.
Does she do anything for you? I mean, like, you think she's attractive? Does she stir the aged loins?
I would think so. You're not getting me in that one now. he probably braver than me.
Well,
you're wronging him.
Okay,
take care.
What a great laugh.
All right, Gordon Keith, signing off.
Good job, Gordo.
RV Park here at Texas Motor Speedway.
That's one of the great all-time laughs we've ever heard. All right, it's 8:48 here on Sports Radio 3.